Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Analysts predict the U.S. Midwest's food exports will play a big part in any deal between the U.S. and China. Political and business leaders from around the Midwest recently met with senior Chinese trade negotiator Li Changgang to discuss commercial ties between the two countries. China, the world's biggest buyer of soybeans, but the country hasn't bought any from the U.S. yet. U.S. News says analysts expect President Donald Trump to want China to commit to buying more agricultural goods, among other items, to end the current tariff war. Soybean futures, though, recently hit five-year lows after no progress was reported on ag commodities. And America's soybean harvest began in September. No orders from China. USDA predicts that farmers will harvest 4.3 billion bushels of beans, with no indication that our number one customer will buy any. In a typical year, China buys more than half of all U.S. soybean exports. This year, U.S. soybean exports to China from January through August was just 29% of the total exports for that time period. This summer, June, July, and August, shipments to China, zero. Ag state senators have asked to meet with President Trump on China's trade retaliation against U.S. soybeans, a hardball play that could put some U.S. producers out of business. Iowa's Chuck Grassley says he and other GOP senators held a private meeting last week on China's effective embargo of U.S. soybeans.
We told each other what we thought was a critical situation, similar to the 1980s, with dropping land prices, increased interest rates, and low farm prices.
But unlike the 80s, Grassley recounted, something had to be done before 20,000 farmers went out of business and others committed suicide, so a decision was made.
The results of that meeting was for us to request a meeting with the President of the United States at the White House. I hope it can happen next week and tell the President to his face the plight.
Especially after soybeans didn't come up in talks with China in Spain and here, and Trump said in August he hoped China would quadruple its soybean orders. Meantime, Grassley says Secretary Rawlins is including record-high cattle feeder profits and farm disaster payments in claiming farm income isn't so bad.
You take those two things out, and then you very quickly see the plight of the grain farmers in the Midwest.
Grassley says he spoke with Rawlins last week about bridge money to help farmers hold on till higher reference prices kick in next year. That help could come from tariffs or the Commodity Credit Corporation. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a quick break, and I'll be back with a check of morning markets.